Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now, Monday, October 15th, 2012. This is Chris Steiner, your guest host for Wayne Walton, who is in Long Island, New York, going from business to business, and interesting them in the new Island Hours at islandhours.com. You can learn more, and there will soon be five businesses posted up there on the directory who have so far signed up, and that's going to be organized by Gigi Bowman, and I know at least she's the premier organizer there. You can reach us today toll-free at 877-488-5350. That's toll-free, 877-488-5350. Lucky to be here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And your topics for today are going to be, as often is, time. And time is important because, as most of these community currencies recognize, time is money. And what is time, though? Is it, what is the nature of time? There's some interesting quantum mechanics experiments that seem to reflect some spiritual laws that time may not be as linear as we think, according to such experiments proposed by John Wheeler and have been since carried out. And that has to do with Bohr's complementarity, B as in ball, O, H, R, apostrophe S, complementarity, and that's spelled C-O-M-P-L-E-M-E-N-T-A-R-I-T-Y, the kind of complement where you're adding to something. And it shows that based on the simple observation of a simple observer, that they can, you can change how light behaves. Is it a particle, or is it a wave, or is it both? So we'll talk a little bit about that. We're just going to oversimplify, but speak of the implications. And you're welcome to add to this conversation. I know it's not late night radio, but we're going to get a little bit more into the abstract and how time can be recognized in a more optimistic light than we might tend to, in a surprisingly curious perspective on time, the nature of time, and quantum mechanics experiment you can check out online, devised by Hugh Everett III as a PhD thesis when he was a graduate student of John Wheeler at Princeton University in 1957. His experiment was finally, due to technology catching up, able to be carried out in 1979. So it shows that there can be several different outcomes, and sometimes they're dependent on the simple observation of the experimenter. I will also talk about this being the one-year anniversary of the victory on October 14th, 2011, in Pinellas County, Florida, here in Florida, the Tampa Bay area. due west across the bay from Tampa. We'll talk about that and much more when we get back here. Stay tuned, Mountain Hours Evolution Radio.
That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running things. Inflation's an equation for permanent enslavement. Interest is the whip that used to hit us.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented complement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Indigenous wisdom, indigenous wisdom, yo, reflections in the light. And I'm glad to be a part of your tribe and see the brilliance of your heart and your mind.
Word up. You know what I'm saying? It's like nothing left to do but come correct. You know what I mean? It's like you can only go crooked for so long before eventually you're gonna come full circle back. Yo, so we getting our warriors, our love soldiers, and whoever really damn. It's a revolutionary stand when we get the people to chant. You get your people to chant.
Welcome back to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. I'm guest hosting today for Wayne Walton. He and Robin and his fiance are up in Island, in Long Island, promoting Island Hours. This is Chris Steiner, your guest host today and tomorrow. And before the break, I'm still trying to get Skype connection function here. Sorry if I sound a little distracted. We could talk about a number of things today, any number of things, whatever resonates with you. And the call-in line toll-free is... pardon me? The break's here?
Right.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, then I'm sorry. I'm here on the producer and responding there. Okay, well, we'll talk a little bit about, since we have a caller appropriate to the topic, about the anniversary, the one-year anniversary of the victory in Pinellas County, Florida, for the water fluoridation to be ended in the public water supply. And Frank is a dental hygienist. I'll let you introduce yourself. He's in a neighboring town, Largo, Florida. I'm here in Clearwater, Florida, the county seat for Pinellas County. And Frank, I'll just give the quick intro. You helped us with the fight against water fluoridation and having the confrontations with especially Commissioner Susan Latvala. And she shrieked from other things, including your mentioning of the CAFR report. But anyway, Frank, what did you have on your mind? And I'm sure it's in regards to that victory.
Good to be with you, Chris. Can you hear me okay?
Sure, I'm reading you loud and clear.
All right, very good. Well, I've been a dental assistant now for 27 years, so I'm very well versed in this entire fluoride issue. And it was our efforts, plus the efforts of many other people who came before us, and to continue to press on with this, that was eventually able to get four of the commissioners to vote to take the fluoride out of the water in Pinellas County, which was a huge victory last year, the largest community yet that has taken fluoride out of the water since it was put in. Back in 2004.
Largest single community in North America.
In North America, or at least the United States, yeah.
Maybe the world. I don't know. I've never looked into that.
Perhaps so, you know. Regardless, it's ongoing because, as you've probably noted, there's a couple of people running for county commission, and their sole platform is to put the fluoride back in the water. And we know that the equipment that they use to distribute this into the water, the hydrofluorosilicic acid into the water, which people, trust me, it's not the fluoride we use at the dental office. It is industrial slag, period. But that equipment is still in place. So I'm leery about what the future may hold. But as long as we continue to press on and keep this issue a front burner issue and keep using information and the facts, I think hopefully we'll be able to hold this off. And eventually even the equipment will be torn out, which would be a real huge victory in and of itself.
Gosh, instead of having to maintain it and flush it out or replace it because of the highly acidic, more toxic form of fluoride, then they should take it out. It shouldn't be like a carrot in front of people. But those two community or county commissioners are Janet Long and Charlie Justice, and one has to wonder, how did they get so much publicity, popularity from having the single plank on their platform of running against Neil Brickfield and Nancy Bostock, who are the two county commissioners who voted last year to end the water fluoridation of our water supply? And, how could they get so much name recognition and be polling, at a statistical dead heat with each other? And, it's like, imagine it. I think of it like giving a little child a baby grand piano, and they start banging on like one note, and they just do that over and over again because they say, well, I like this note, and I'm going to just stick with it. But I bought you this piano and this music and these lessons to learn how to become a virtuoso maybe one day, and to, see if that's what you like doing. Or giving them a whole drum kit like Neil Peart would play, and they just bang on the cowbell all day long, and it drives you crazy. And I've given you these lessons and this tutoring, and you just like the cowbell. I mean, you have all these other neat sounds you can make. That's what I think of. The child who just hits one note or one drum on the drum kit and drives crazy. But especially because some people seem to like it. Maybe it's just the name recognition of, old person perhaps who doesn't have the wherewithal. Maybe an unfortunate shut-in is unable to do much research, and they see more signs for Charlie Justice or Janet Long than they do for Nancy Bostock or Neil Brickfield. And isn't that interesting how Neil Brickfield, he's on the, let's talk about how he's on the board of Tampa Bay Water. And how even he voted against it, but you know, remember, let's talk about Frank. What did Susan Latvala, the commissioner with whom we met, called? What did she call Tampa Bay Water, and what is Tampa Bay Water?
Well, Tampa Bay Water was created in response to the Tampa Bay Water Wars, wherein since the early 70s, wells had been going dry. Water resources were, they claimed, were diminishing the water table in the aquifer, which is super huge. And Pinellas County admits on their own website about the hydrological cycle that the amount of water in the aquifer never actually changes. It doesn't get any more or any less because of the hydrological cycle. But you can have drawdown in areas where there's some overusage, which is what they were cleaning for the Tampa Bay area. And then this prompted them to form an intra-governmental panel that created Tampa Bay Water, which is a quasi-governmental agency, which sounds pretty fascistic to me. And these are the sole water suppliers for the Tampa Bay area. It is only the city of Tampa, which gets its fresh water from the Hillsborough River, that isn't hooked up to the Tampa Bay Water system. But all of the Pinellas County and large parts of the rest of the Tampa Bay area do fall under its purview. And, you know, it's interesting. Brickfield seems to have had a change of heart over the first time you and I went back in 2009 to protest the increase in water rates and the fluoride in the water. But also the other commissioner who's dying of cancer, Maroney, which makes me wonder if he suspects maybe it's the fluoride in the water that contributed to his cancer. And you see all the old people down here with their broken hips and their osteoporosis and the dementia, and you wonder if, you know, what is this stuff really contributing to this, and to what degree? But getting back to Justice and Long, the people who are the one-note wonders running against the other commissioners, I'm suspecting that there's powerful forces behind them. Not only Mosaic may be involved and may be contributing to them, maybe above the table, maybe under the table. I haven't researched that yet, but it's a suspicion of mine. But I would also think that the FDA, which means Florida Dental Association, I think they may also be a hidden hand in the campaigns of these two one-note would-be commissioners who are running for election this year.
How dare you cast aspersions? How dare you be skeptical of the yeah. cynics themselves, like Commissioner Latvala? And but first, getting back to the Tampa Bay Water idea, you know, the idea of us bringing out fluoridation as such an issue, and other concerned citizens doing the same, that would tend to make people get off the grid with Tampa Bay Water. You know, start to drill more wells or move away to other areas, as you know, that's one of the reasons they're another excuse they're using to increase our rates, and that there isn't as much usage as there used to be. Well, you know, of course, if you're going to keep poisoning our water supply intentionally, you know, under the guise of, under the pretext of forced medication, and you know, everybody's complaining about it, well, that might cause you to lose a heck of a lot more customers, because, you know, it's so much more expensive to put on a reverse osmosis system, or at least electric the distilled water. A solar distiller would be more economical, but slower. Hmm. But anyway, back to, let me give this toll-free number if you'd like to reach us here and talk on the water fluoridation victory, as we did this past Friday. We're getting into some more fine details, and the toll-free number is 877-488-5350. That's 877-488-5350. Listen Live is 302-781-8264. On your phone, you can listen live, and any long-distance bills apply at 302-781-8264. And 970-817-5881. That's 970 817-5881. And we'll pick up on the meeting that we've had and encounters with, as Commissioner Susan LaPala has mentioned before, here on Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. Stay tuned.
The words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universally we will stand, and divided we will fall.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Supports righteous men. Why did the people invite this man to make newer policies? Somebody help me, please understand.
Well, we'll hopefully help a few people understand today the issue on water fluoridation and victory so profound here in Pinellas County, Florida, just due west across Tampa Bay from Tampa. And last year, on October 14th, 2011, a year and a day ago today, we had the wonderful victory, pleasant surprise at a fluoride workshop of having a vote be called for and the Pinellas County decision, minimum of 4-3 votes to end water fluoridation. So, we'll want to talk a little bit about that and how some of the politicians try to rationalize some of the commissioners like Susan Lotvalo will try to rationalize the keeping of the fluoride and her interest. So we have Frank Hobson here on the line to help us narrate that story. And it goes back to 2009 when we first addressed the Pinellas County Commission, and the links to those appearances of ours are up on wearechangetampa.org site. At the go to the news page, wearechangetampa.org, on the news link, or just scroll down on the home page a couple pages, and you'll see October 4th, 2011, victory for Pinellas County to stop adding fluorides to the water supply, public water supply, something close to that. And you'll be able to find the links to where Frank Hobson on the line here and I and others, and you'll get to see other very concerned citizens make very, very great points against water fluoridation. Of course, we were in the minority, but wasn't a small minority. We were maybe, I'd estimate about half the people, equivalent to about half of those who are pro-fluoridation, a lot of them being dental professionals. Wouldn't you agree, Frank?
Yes, I would have to agree with that. We angered a lot of very powerful people in the area when this happened, including the St. Petersburg Times, which is now the Tampa Bay Times, with their hit pieces, their articles. I'm sure a couple of the commissioners were very upset over what occurred, three of them at least. And I know Mosaic, they have a vested interest in keeping that going. Not only that, but the FDA, and who knows who else.
Not only Mosaic get from 99 million, 99 million gallons per day, is it?
Yeah, from their five sites that they pump from, they are able to pump 99 million gallons of fresh water straight out of the aquifer a day without paying anything other than the startup fee, which is $1,000 for a new well per year and $750 to renew each year after that. That's it.
And they get that 99 million gallons from daily from privately owned Tampa Bay Water. And then Mosaic had been set up until the ending of the water fluoridation, which was December 31st, 2011. Mosaic was then selling back that industrial discharge, quote-unquote, as the annual water quality analysis calls it, as a likely source of contamination, or likely source of, let me pull it up. I always have it handy here next to me. Written from a likely source of contamination column. And that's the one, fluoride is the one item that they put an apologetic explanation for. It says, and this, I'll just read it in whole, so I won't be taking it out of context. Quote, erosion of natural deposits, semicolon, discharge from fertilizer and aluminum factories, semicolon, water additive that promotes strong teeth when at optimum levels between 0.7 and 1.3 parts per million. So they're just falling in line, bootlicking the EPA, who keeps on lowering their recommendation for fluoride and all sorts of warnings they're giving and not give it to babies and their formula or young children. And they keep changing the upper limit for various radioactive isotopes since Fukushima blew up. So Mosaic was selling this industrial discharge, highly toxic waste to be added to our tap water, as Water Works, this water quality analysis openly admits. And then they continue to gouge, Tampa Bay Water continues to gouge we the people over big phosphate, we the little people, I should say, to put in context the discussion of Commissioner Latvala. Why don't you go over our meeting with her back in 2009?
Well, apparently the things that we said at the meeting concerning the water rate increase, which goes up every year, even though there's a public hearing, it's just a minor formality, but also the issue of the comprehensive annual financial reports, which they don't want people to know about that. But I think another thing that she said really got her goat was that we had already paid for that water but yet we were still being charged for it. And I think it was we had given them like, we had paid them collectively $53 million or something for the startup of that whole thing. And she said,
hold that thought, Frank. We'll be right back on Mountain Hours Evolution Radio.
All right. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, one, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. Two, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. Three, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. Four, the parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit, people counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, one, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. Two, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. Three, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. Four, the parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
The Federal Reserve, gosh, he's quite smug, isn't he? Well, he's right. The 1982 Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decision agrees with Alan Greenspan. And that would be the case of John L. Lewis v. United States of America. The relevant quote is, quote, examining the organization and function of the Federal Reserve Banks and applying the relevant factors, we conclude that the Reserve Banks are not federal instrumentalities for purposes of the FTCA, which is short for the Federal Tort Claims Act, but are independent, privately owned, and locally controlled corporations. End quote. Gee, well, he's just confirming what Mr. Ben Bernanke's rubbing our nose in. We're back here on Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. I'm your guest host, Chris Steiner, until Tuesday, tomorrow, and then Wednesday, Wayne Walton will be back. He and Robin are out their journey and their pioneering journey in Long Island to start Island Hours after he's already started. Been instrumental in beginning the founding Mountain Hours at mtnhours.com, short for Mountain Hours at mtnhours.com, and Clearwater Hours, Clearwater, Florida, and mileHighHours.com, and soon after Island Hours already has hit the ground running, as they all have. He already has 5 businesses, which will be posted soon up at islandhours.com. Then we'll have voluntary hours for, what was that, Frank? You were reminding me, Kentucky, state of Kentucky?
Oh, volunteer hours.
Volunteer hours. So that's Kentucky, right?
No, Tennessee.
Tennessee, okay.
Yeah. Tennessee volunteer hours.
Great, so we'll look forward to businesses signing on there quickly as well. So, yeah, we're getting back to Commissioner Latvala's meeting, finally, that we're going to build up the suspense for. And I mentioned yesterday a little bit, but from your perspective, what really stood out? What were some of the highlights of our meeting back in 2009 for you?
The stunning statement, what Big Phosphate wants, Big Phosphate gets, which she had to backpedal on in public. That was a real jaw dropper there, and she was upset because I claimed that what's that?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Frank. Our connection was bad. She was Commissioner Latvala was upset at you doing what?
When I mentioned during the public hearing that we had already paid Tampa Bay Water $56 million and had a credit with them, but yet we were still being charged for the water. She said, what did she say? That's not a something. It's a credit. I don't know, man. It was a couple of years ago, but she said a lot of things. The whole Tampa Bay Water scheme was her and her husband's, major doing. Her husband shepherded that through the Florida legislature. It was their baby. They played a major role in having that happen. And she was so happy and proud of all the little dials and computer things that control the water and put just the right amount of fluoride in there. So it's not too much.
On off the blame on the scientists and say they're the ones making sure there isn't too much or too little for everyone's benefit. I mean, the former Senator Jack Latvala, from whom she's divorced, yet retains his last name. She likes to.
Yeah.
I wonder if she likes to expropriate things sometimes. She was backpedaling. Pardon me?
Jack Latvala is up for re-election, too.
Yeah, he went to his term limits and as a Florida state senator, and now he's running again. His first opportunity. But Commissioner Pinellas County Commissioner Susan Latvala was backpedaling just like duck going down Niagara Falls. Imagine. You know, I remember what had happened. I explained this on last Friday's show, and again, the links are up on the wearechangetampa.org website. And when I brought up that issue that since you and this other commissioner for the first time, or for the first time I've seen it, the annual water change a la rate increase hearing, they both invited the public to come and listen, to come and meet with them, and if they had any questions or concerns they needed to raise or any information they needed to bring, then they would have more time there to do it. Well, I asked Commissioner Latvala if she's going to invite people to meet with her, is she going to tell Frank Hopp, which she told my friend Frank Hobson and I, that what Big Phosphate wants, Big Phosphate gets. And that's a quote, and I can only take that as over the will of the little people, so unless she repudiates that statement, I can't take it any other way. And so she interrupted my 3 minutes for a little while to say, well, as you may remember, she began her lying is saying, as you may remember in our meeting that, this is almost verbatim what she said, as you may remember in our meeting that, I told you that that may be the case in other counties surrounding Pinellas, but no, not here in Pinellas. It's in other counties where big phosphate has greater influence through lobbying and campaign contributions, but never here in Pinellas County. No, no, no. So, you know, all I had to respond to that was, well, I'm sure they will be very glad to hear that. And sounds like very important news. So I didn't want to, you know, waste any more time giving any credit to what she had to say. So that was my way of not giving her credit and pointing out how she had just hung herself with Mosaic Phosphate Mining Company being big phosphate and at least implicating them in crimes in surrounding counties, but it seems like she would know nothing about things that go on here in Pinellas County with big phosphate. These criminals never think their lives through very well, but I just thought that was a very gratifying way to see them hang themselves, and you know, for any critical thinker or any skeptical thinker that would see that. Tampa Bay Water, quoting from their annual report, I have on their website, tampabaywater.org, says that they maintain an AA credit rating across all rating agencies and receives an unqualified opinion on financial statements year after year, end quote. And isn't that what the county manager, what is his name? That's not
the county administrator, LaSala,
yeah. He was so concerned last year, even more than he expressed in great detail compared to 2 years ago, where last year at the annual water or utility change year meeting, it was all about maintaining their credit rating, and you know it wasn't so much about taking care of the needs of the constituents. It was all about the credit rating of Tampa Bay Water. And, you know, they're always crying poor in the C.W. Bill Young Regional Reservoir that, pardon me?
I said, oh, yeah, we're getting hosed again on that one. What's the latest repair bill for that thing? It's over $130 million, and the thing costs $142 million to build.
Something like that. I haven't checked on it lately, but,
that was the last thing I saw on it, and that was like about 6 months ago.
The HDR Engineering, who built it, they should bear the brunt of making right their gross negligence.
Completely. Yeah. Why should you and I have to pay for essentially another reservoir just to repair the one that should have been?
It's about bilking the common man for infrastructure. Malfunction is just like Agenda 21 calls for. You know, so we'll be able to, cry poor as a lame excuse to increasing our rates.
And in addition to what we just mentioned as reasons for a rate increase, remember what Susan Latvala said to the St. Pete Times, which was taken out of their online article. And you can tell because you can still see the comments below. They left those there referencing what she said when she said that Tampa Bay, the Pinellas County Board of Commissioners did its job too well. People conserve so much that we can't cover the base water fee, so we have to raise the rates. So we did exactly like you asked. Commissioner, we saved and saved and conserved water to the point where, guess what? You couldn't even cover your base operating fees for Tampa Bay Water. No wonder the rates have to go up. Oh, and they have to go up because you have to maintain that triple or double A rating or whatever rating you got. The banks say you have to maintain. They trotted their accountant out there to say that and legitimize that. And then you got the hand wringing from County Administrator LaSala, who... He's the real power there, man. He's the one who proposes everything, and the rest of the Board of Commissioners, they just rubber stamp that puppy unless like they did last year, they stand up on their hind legs and say no.
Yeah, that's great. Well, just back up a little bit. We shouldn't forget to add that you had provided Commissioner LaValle in that secret meeting that you wanted to have it stay secret. Yeah, no, is this off the record? Because at the time I had a local radio show, terrestrial show, and at theliberationstation.com, if you want to check out the 10 months of work I did on that. But she had, she had to make sure that our meeting was confidential, and she expressed absolutely no interest in that 14 pages of research on fluoride water fluoridation. But when she and LaSala brought up with the interest of the credit hold, the credit rating, I just had to interject that we had stocks like Timberwolf stock and Abacus and other collateralized debt obligation based stocks call the four-letter word that begins in S. I had to let them know that because, I certainly can't go over the government access cable channel and have me saying that swear word, or they might not play it. But, the CEO of Goldman Sachs called these kinds of stocks a four-letter word that begins with S. So why should we be concerned with what they said when they were clearly implicated in keeping the credit ratings artificially high on the failed banks before they cried poor and they got their bailout? Obviously, these credit rating agencies are involved, are implicated in racketeering and the collapse of our global economy because they kept these ratings high up until the very last moment, orchestrated with the banks to start to cry poor. You know, we have Moody's and Standards and Fitch and, there's an interesting article on that. Inflated credit ratings, case study of Moody's and Standard & Poor's, and Fitch is the other of the third credit rating agency. I was trying to think of Fitch Ratings Limited, Standard & Poor's Financial Services, and Moody's Investors Service, Inc. So, it talks about how they inflated the credit ratings to contribute to the financial crisis by masking the true risk of many mortgage-related securities, et cetera. So why should we, care about what they even have to say, even if it is above, and you're putting this above the interest of the constituents and violating both the prohibitions against crimes against humanity spelled out in the Nuremberg Principles, the Hague Conventions, Geneva Conventions, and Helsinki Rules to destroy or prohibit the civilian population from gaining access to a natural resource that they need, like water, by toxifying it or by overcharging so grossly. So those are points that were also brought up and might be brought up for those still trying to end the water fluoridation in your area.
Yeah. Yeah, and, when you think about it, this whole Tampa Bay water thing with the credit rating, and now it's the sole distributor of water throughout the area, they've created another too big to fail. This monstrosity will continue to live on unless we start doing an end run around it. Buckminster Fuller said, don't protest the existing model so much as create your own that makes it obsolete. So we're going to have to do our best and see what we can do. And until then, continue to, do what we can to fight the power and at least let them know that we're out there and we know.
They certainly are afraid of issues being brought up. And, even snack-munching Commissioner LaValle, I'm sorry, she's embarrassed. But she's sitting up there eating snacks and crunching, and it's crinkling her plastic bag. That's a little thing. But, to see how cartoonish they are, and I'm just thinking, I'm just pulling up under the category of cartoonish things that she's done, and our and other people's encounters with her, you can see on the videos online. But the way she reacts, it's amazing to see it and record it. I encourage people when they go into their CD county commissions to have their own video camera going to record the commissioner's reactions, which are often otherwise not caught on tape because they'll be recording you or
recording the document cam that you have, and instead of recording their reactions. So things like the, Frank, you brought up the comprehensive annual financial report with CAFR in big black letters, and you're about to throw holy water on a vampire in the way she reacted, because, you know, she was intently listening with her hands folded in the steeple when her chin was resting on her index fingers there, leaning forward at the desk, until you brought up that CAFR and said the word CAFR and waved that thick document at the same time. And she went back in her seat, spoke to the commissioner on her left, the commissioner on her right. They both ignored her, and then she was forced to listen, to tune into you again. Things like that you catch on tape are priceless. Well, if you want to reach us here, Frank Popson is on the line, and we'll be with us for the last 10 minutes, the last hour here. The toll-free number is 877-488-5350. That's toll-free, 877-488-5350. And we're talking about the anti-water fluoridation victory here in Pinellas County. And we'll be right back here on Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. Stay tuned. God, shine your light down here. Shine on the love of the loveless.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours Revolution. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or REBA is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or REBA is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurer's liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be in the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit.
It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets
in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsters. Those are devils fronting Wall Street banksters.
And we're showing how to fight the banksters, and that's trying to keep our populace healthy and non-fluoridated. We have Frank Hobson on the line for the last few minutes in this hour. Frank, we're talking about Tampa Bay Water. If you had anything else to add, I just wanted to interject about them. I did some looking into my notes from last year, and it says from Fitch's rating of Tampa Bay Water, it says, quote, groundwater now comprises roughly 50% of total supply with 240 million gallons per day of current supply. Tampa Bay Water comfortably met the average daily demand of 152 million gallons per day in 2010. An overall reduction in demand over the past few years, coupled with the additional supply, has delayed the need for additional water capacity well into the future. And I could go on. It just keeps on saying more of this, explaining more of the same, but what do you have to add to the issue?
Well, I would say to people this, exercise your liberty muscles, go to your city council meetings, go to your county commissioner meetings, at least go there and sit and listen to what they're talking about. You have an opportunity to speak up and pipe up over the issues discussed. You can research those issues yourself. Order a comprehensive annual financial report, not only for your county, but for the city that you live in. They should be able to provide that for you for free on a CD-ROM or maybe even a hard copy. They quit giving the hard copies here in Pinellas County. But in addition to checking out the comprehensive annual financial report, go to where the pensions are kept. If you do, you'll find that the state of Florida's pension plan, which has less than 650,000 employees, it right now, as of this time, it has over $124 billion in it, and that's where the real money is.
All the liquid assets that they could cash in, but they won't, in order to cry poor and build us for even more.
Right. They squawk about reducing the state budget between $2 and $4 billion. Meanwhile, you got $124 billion sitting over there. They're doing who knows what with investing it in mutual funds and derivatives and marketing schemes. The whole thing is ready to collapse, and I think that's kind of how they want it.
Yeah, not only should we warn that the credit rating of Tampa Bay Water is likely fraudulent, but anything in which they invest is as well, because that's all rated by those three credit agencies, which, you know, like at least Fitch is, or Moody's is being pursued by, I know, a Milan judge, and bankers are going to jail there and all across Europe and Iceland, of course. We come to look just by looking at the book that they're being cooked and how we're being toasted as a result, and not in a good way. we have Wayne Walton coming in here in just a minute. I'm not sure when the break is, but in the next hour, Wayne will be checking in to give us an update on Island Hours. We have these money junkies who are the zombie banks who bailed out or are being bailed out at the expense of our wealth. That's an insatiable black hole into which these credit-derived obligations, credit default swaps, or collateralized debt obligations and credit default swaps are being poured. And since they're not outlawed, these zombie banks are able to, you know, hemorrhage or allegedly hemorrhage while getting bailed out with our money that the loan backed with at interest. The idea is to get away. That's another great reason to get away from a Federal Reserve note-based system. And that's the objective here at Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. Well, Frank Hobson, thanks for stopping in today. Hope to have you back soon.